Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Shaloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday, right here at 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM The Word, and in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. Go to www.995theword.com and www.grace911.com on your smartphone or your Android. You'll be able to download our mobile app. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor this evening, Dr. Pastor James Eric Williams from Life More Abundantly Island Church.
Aloha, it's Freedom Friday. Get ready.
And I've also, it's so nice. Look who came in on Friday. We got Pastor James Bird Mahilona.
Studio.
He stayed here. Sir.
And Pastor Vil Musa was just going down to get a Samoan pan, and he came by.
Yes, sir.
And we can't forget my beautiful co-host. And Lady, First Lady Tamara is still here, too. I tell you, I'm glad they live so close in Waipahu. But can't forget my beautiful co-host, my forever bride, and my awesome wingless angel, and my delicious ribeye, Lady Lynn.
I like that delicious ribeye. Kumbawa.
Now that I have chili pepper water, don't worry. Oh, and please, please, by popular demand, the camel.
It gets better and better.
Pastor Williams.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Bulla. Hey, good evening, listeners. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all the men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FDC. Halava, man, bless you all. What a time we had this past Saturday. Lamaka, OCCC, Wa'ava, Double Triple C, and the 1,700 Hawaii men in Saguaro Prison, Arizona. We also pray for the other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates listen to our radio program. Mahalo for tuning in. Lady Lynn.
Mahalo, Pastor James. You know, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. And Free Inside thanks you, wherever you are, for tuning in this evening, looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus, and as Pastor Boo and Pastor James and Pastor Bird and Pastor Via and First Lady Tamara says,
what do we say?
It is like sitting around at home in your patio just talking story about our Lord and Savior in fellowship.
Yes.
We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM The Word to go forth on the airwaves, and grateful for Salem Media Hawaii Bula.
And we also send a humbly send a loud shout out to Fishers of Men Congregation in Nanakuli, for continuing to sponsor our Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona. And that's for our Hawaii brothers in the world. But God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. And we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
God bless you, Pastor James Bird and Lucy Mahilona.
Love you, preacher.
And the entire congregation of Fishers of Men for their vision to reach the lost.
Hey, don't forget, we've got our mailing address, P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. Got the email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And also want to let you know, check out our website at www.freeinsideministry.org. Got all of our programs right there, and you're also able to sign up to our podcast to your iPhones and other tablets. Anything that has a podcast application, you could get Free Inside for free. And there's also a donation page if the Lord moves you, if you want to partner with us financially. But, you know, it's wonderful to have Freedom Friday, because I just tell you, there's something in the house.
Come on. Oh, my mind.
Oh, wow.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's mighty. Yeah.
Always a pleasure to have you in the studio. It's the boys are all in the studio, and the girls too, this Freedom Friday, Pastor. And I'm so blessed to have you here, sir. Thank you so much.
Amen. So blessed to be here with my pastor friends. And I tell you, God has a word for us on this Freedom Friday.
Come on.
Well, before we get into that, we've got a great song that you've selected tonight, and it's C.C. Winans.
Yes, sir.
And it's what we should be doing, because we'll be waging war.
That's right.
Oh, my.
Territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before. We're waging war.
Anoint my head, oh, yeah. Anoint my feet. Send your angels raining down here on the battleground.
For your glory,
we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies
like never before.
We're waging war.
Waging war, Pastor. We're waging war.
Come on. Yes. Hallelujah. We're waging war. Hallelujah. Good evening, listeners. You know, I hear Pastor Villa, and I know it's Worship Wednesday. And I thought about what they used to say, Pastor Bula, that you get paid on Friday.
Mm.
But then I realized everybody don't get paid on Friday.
That's right.
So Friday is not payday for everybody.
No.
But Friday can be praise day.
I like that.
So let's take some time to begin to give God some praise on this Friday.
Come on,
let's praise your holy name, Lord, for the God.
Because God is about to send something through the airwaves. Hallelujah. It's praise Friday. You may not get paid Friday, but you can praise on Friday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I came by to let somebody know, inside of praise is raise.
Come on. I like that. Come
on. Let me say that again. Inside of praise, P-R-A-I-S-E, is raise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if you're looking for a raise, raise is two definitions.
That's right.
If they say raise the flag, that means it's going up.
That's right.
But then if you go to your boss and say, I need a raise, that means increase.
Come on. That's right.
So when you praise, God will take you up and God will give you increase.
All right.
So we're going to praise God.
My God.
I'm so grateful and thankful. 1 John chapter 3.
Hallelujah.
Verse 8 is where we want to go, pastors. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. And I'm going to read it from the King James Version, and I'm going to have my battle buddy read it in the Message Bible. It says, he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, somebody shout purpose three
purpose,
times.
Purpose.
Pastor Ville, we got purpose. We just ain't here for no show.
Come on, no
we got a purpose.
Right.
The Son of God was manifested. I'm going to deal with that. Somebody say he was manifested.
He was manifested.
That meaning a manifest. That means he got it. Because you can have a manifest. That means who going to get on. So Jesus said, put me on the manifest. I go to the
right.
So he was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Right.
The devil is at work.
That's right.
So we're about to put him out of work after this broadcast. Pastor Bird.
Amen. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested,
yes,
that he might destroy the works of the devil.
That he Come might on. Destroy the works of the devil. I wasn't sure. Did we have that in the Jesus book?
Yes,
no?
We sure did.
Come on, let's get the Jesus book on right here. Come on, let's get the Jesus book.
Bust it out.
It says, whoever stay do the bad kind stuff, they the devil's kid. They the devil's kid. That's kind of some
goodness.
Bad kids out there.
Yes,
because from the first time, the devils, they do bad kind stuff. That's why God's boy when come for bust up the bad kind stuff.
Come on.
The devil stay doing.
My goodness. Thank you. Preachers, listeners, listen to me.
Yes, sir.
In verse 8, what we just read, I want to talk to you about My if God. Jesus had a purpose, so do you.
Come on.
Amen.
Let me say that
Come
again.
Come
People
on.
Have told you you don't have a purpose. Friend, all of us has a purpose.
Yes, sir. Oh.
Jeremiah 29:11 says, right I know there. The plans, but one version Come says, on. I know the purpose that I
that
have.
The purpose.
So if Jesus had a purpose, we too have a purpose.
Come on.
Somebody say, I got purpose.
I got purpose.
Now, let's deal with this because Jesus' purpose was to manifest himself that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Oh.
Yes, our man. Purpose is to let people know the devil has already been defeated. Before I move on, let me share something. The devil is at work because he want to keep Christians grounded.
Come on.
Meaning he don't want us Come to get on. Airborne.
No,
Jesus
right.
said, I want you above only and not beneath. And it's too many people living above what God want them to be.
Amen.
That's why he said he wants you to mount up with wings as eagles.
Right.
Now, when I was in the military, preachers, I was in Fort Stewart, Georgia, and I want somebody to hear this. Pastor Buller, they knocked on my door and said, it's Black Hawk down. That's when Black Hawk down.
Mm.
They said, Somalia is enraged.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, they said, we flying to Somalia.
Wow.
Well, me being a country boy from Georgia,
yes, sir.
I never seen a plane, much less a plane that big.
C-5,
It was
that's
a
right.
C-5 Galaxy.
Wow. Yep.
And when I was looking at them, they were loading tanks in the plane. They were loading vehicles in the plane.
That's right.
I said, there's no way that plane can take off.
No way.
They said, no, that plane is equipped
that's right.
to take off. But not only is it equipped to take off, it's equipped to fly. I said,
that's
how
right.
long is the flight? They said, 24 hours. Pastor Ville, Pastor Bird, as we get in the plane, somebody need to hear this.
Yep.
We take off in the plane. After we flew for about 15 hours, I said, something ain't right. I know this plane ain't got enough fuel.
Mm.
They said, no, the plane is going to refuel in the air.
Mm.
They said, it's another plane that's going to come, get over the plane, and refuel.
Mm.
I said, what's the purpose of that? Because they said that plane has a purpose to get y'all to
that's
Somalia
right.
at a certain time.
That's right.
So we can't come down and land, so it's somebody going to refuel you in the air.
Mm-hmm.
The devil has been trying to get you to land when God still needs you airborne. And God is about to send some angels to top you off in the air. You thought you was about to land. But you're not heavy enough to land. That weight, God said, give it to me.
Hallelujah.
Because the devil has been manifested to make you land.
Hallelujah.
But you're going to stay airborne. You're going to stay in the air because God is going to send some angel.
Yes,
God is going to send another preacher.
Yes,
God is going to send somebody to refuel you while you're in the air. Somebody shout, fill me up, God.
Fill me up,
because God needs you airborne.
Yes.
God don't need you on the ground.
Yes,
God needs you in flight. Somebody said, why does God need me in flight?
Why
because
God
the battle we're fighting is not on the ground.
Come on.
Because Ephesians chapter 6 said we fight against not flesh and blood, but against flesh and power. Rulers of the darkness, watch this. Spiritual wickedness in high places. God needs you airborne. Because the battle is not on the ground. God already took care of that. God needs you airborne. And right when you think you burn out and you about to run out, God is about to send a preacher. God is about to send a word to you and top you off right in mid-flight. Somebody say, I'm about to spread my wings even more. The devil has lied to you and told you you're going to crash. But God is about to send someone to top you out in mid-flight. Because you got another mile to go.
Yes,
you got another 2 miles to go.
Yes,
come on. So Jesus came. He's the father of all lies. That's Satan.
Preach.
And
that's
Jesus
right.
said, I came to let you know I'm exposing the thief. Because he told us the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come. See, Jesus was manifested.
Come on.
I thank God for Jesus.
Thank
because
you.
He got on the manifest roster. I remember Somalia, they called a few names and they went AWOL.
That's
but
right.
Jesus said, prepare me a
body and I'll go. He wasn't scared to get on this flight to earth. He said, prepare me a body and I'll go. I ain't scared of this stinking dog. I'm tired of him tearing my people up in this earth. So Jesus came that he might destroy the works of the devil. And the reason he said might, because he was in Gethsemane. And he said, Lord, if it be your will, take this cup from me. But he said, nevertheless, because I came by to tell you. I want y'all to see this good on Facebook Live. I need y'all to get quiet for just a minute. I know y'all never heard this, but I'm going to be the first one to say it. Jesus was cross-eyed. Jesus was cross-eyed. I remember growing up, I used to make fun of people that was cross-eyed.
That's right.
And their eyes was funny. But Jesus was the first one that was cross-eyed. You know how I know he was cross-eyed?
You know
because
that?
When he came to earth, his eye were only on the cross. But once he got on the cross, his eye was only on the people. And we serve a cross-eyed God. Because when he was on earth, his eye was only on the cross. But once he got on the cross, his eye was only on the people. And that's why he died and said, finish. Mister, I thank you. Thank God that we serve a cross-eyed God. Because he could focus with one eye on the cross when he was on the earth. He said, I know they're going to beat me. I know they're going to kick me. I know they're going to spit on me. But I'm cross-eyed. My eyes is on the cross. But once he got on the cross, his eye shifted from the cross to the people. Because he said, once I die, I destroy the works of the devil. And now whosoever believe in me shall not perish. You can get up again because he rose with all power.
Hallelujah.
I thank God we serve a cross-eyed God. Somebody thank God for being cross-eyed. Because he didn't have to go. He didn't have to die on the cross. But his eyes was on the cross. And once he got on the cross, he said, if I wanted to, I can call prayer legions of angels. But now my eyes got to focus on the people. Because without a Savior, they can't spend eternity with my Father. That's why the Bible says he is our advocate. You know what an advocate is? It's a lawyer. And I think Jesus, I thank God he's not a bootleg lawyer. He's a defense lawyer in the courtroom. Because it's a devil that comes before God day and night. And he's called the accuser of the brethren. Did you see what Villa did? I know he preaching God, but look what he did. Do you see Pastor Bird preaching? But you didn't see him last night when he cursed. And Jesus said, not only did I see it, but I'm his advocate. And he's covered by the blood. When you receive Jesus Christ, you're covered by the blood. You got an advocate. And I don't know, I never really been in trouble, but I heard lawyers are expensive. But this lawyer said a price has already been paid. I thank God we serve a God that's our defense lawyer. And he ain't charging us a fortune. How many people can know you got a free lawyer? And by the way, he's the smartest lawyer. By the way, he's the most anointed lawyer. By the way, he's the only lawyer that knows everything. So when the prosecutor comes and tries to twist you up and say you did this, you ain't crazy. You clothing in your right mind. Even if you behind bars, you still free in Jesus. Because my Bible says, whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. Somebody shout freedom. Somebody shout freedom. You need to know that you're free. And you can't get free on your own. I heard Pastor Villa say it. I thank God it ain't the Williams name. I thank God it ain't the Marlona name. I thank God it ain't the Eastman name. But there's a name that even demons tremble. That's why the demons recognize it. They said, why have you come, Son of God? Why have you come to torment us? Because he got on the manifest roster. Anybody grateful that Jesus got on the manifest roster? He didn't have to get on that manifest roster. But God said, I need somebody to go. And I can't send Gabriel. I can't send Michael. There's nobody on earth that can do it. Will you get on the manifest roster? Will you go and save my people? And Jesus said, prepare me a body. Ain't you grateful that he prepared him a body? He came down to this earth. He was born of a virgin. I'm talking about Jesus. He lived a sinless life. He died on an old rugged cross. He hung his head. And he declared it's finished. But that that's not the end of the story. Because he went down to the very depths of hell. And he hung out for about 2.5 days. And he said, enough is enough. And he slapped the devil in his face. Took the keys of death and hell. And he rose with all power. You ought to get excited about Jesus. I'm tired of dead Christians. Jesus is alive. God said, I got to let him make a movie. They on part 3. God's not dead. God said, I'll make a sequel until you believe that I'm alive. So God's not dead. Part 3 is coming up. He has destroyed the works of the devil. We have an advocate. We have an advocate. We have a lawyer.
Hallelujah.
Somebody get free.
Hallelujah.
It's in Jesus. I don't care what it looks like. And by the way, for all y'all that's struggling, you may have lost a loved one. You ought to use that passion to get them saved.
Come on.
Because my Bible says, because he came to destroy the works of the devil. Oh, death, where is this thing? And grave has no victory. To be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord. I'm in your Bible. And because of that, he said, the last enemy that shall be defeated is death. And because of that, but thanks be unto God, which gives us the victory. Oh, I feel like standing up. You ought to give God a praise. Because he said, when you've done all you can do, you just stand. Stand up, woman of God. Stand up, man of God. You may be down, but you're not knocked out. Jesus Christ has come to destroy the works of the devil. So you work it. You have a purpose. You're not a black sheep. You're not a white sheep. You're God's sheep. Walk it out. Work it out. Somebody ought to give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Praise.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
You know, Jesus was on the cross.
Thank you, Father.
You know, someone's listening to us tonight right now. And you say, you know, Pastor Williams, he's preaching real hard, but you don't know what that guy did to me. You don't know what that girl did to me. It was on the cross that Jesus said, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. It's about unforgiveness. That's what holds you back from being blessed. You got to let that go. You got to let all that anger go. You got to let that resentment go. You got to just let go and let God. Hallelujah.
Pastor Bula, 1 Timothy chapter 2. It says there's only one man.
One man.
It's only one man between God and men, Pastor Bill. And this is what it says. It's the man.
The man.
Christ Jesus. Pastor Bula, as I get ready to close, I remember growing up, Pastor Bula, they would tell the drug dealer,
that's right,
cut out the middleman.
Cut out the middleman.
You know, you had somebody that you have to see. And what has happened to a lot of believers?
Hallelujah.
You cut out the middleman. You trying to do it on your own. And that's why it's so heavy. Again, 1 Timothy chapter 2 says, there's only one man,
one man
between God and men. It's the man. Stop cutting out the middleman. Because John 14:6 says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. I don't care what the Father lies told you. I'm not here to beat religion up, but it's not in Buddha. It's not in Muhammad. It's not in the kings of this earth. It's not in your boss. It's not even in your pastor. We need Jesus too. But he says no man comes to the Father but by the middleman. Don't cut him out. And as I told the brothers in Halaba, everybody's on TikTok. You don't know if you're going down tick or you're going to know down talk. But you better make sure when that time run out that you've received the master, because he has a purpose and a plan for you. Get up, child of God. I don't care what happened to you when you was little. Get over the molestation. Get over the hurt. You got to forgive and let go. And God will take you in a place. He told the thief on the cross, pastors, y'all got to hear this. I'm reminded it was two thieves on the cross. Watch this now. One wanted to go up. The other wanted to go down. Because one said, you who you say you are, get me out. And some of y'all, you just want to get out of prison. For you can get right back in your mess. But the other thief on the cross said, I want to go up. One wanted to get into something. The other just wanted to get out of something. God gave us a powerful revelation. See, the thief on the cross is all of us. You know how you say, God, if you just get me out of this, and you go right back to the bottle. You go right back to shacking up. But one thief on the cross said, I'm all sold out. And a thief on the cross, it was tick and it was talk. You know how I know? God didn't say 2 weeks from now. He said, a day is your last day. You about tick tock out. But because you believe in me, he said, today you shall be with me in paradise. You ought to receive Jesus. Don't be like the other thief. Don't let the devil fool you that your last days, you still want to get in some mess. And God took him to paradise. And God wants to take you to paradise.
Hallelujah.
But the question becomes, just like the thief on the cross that got it right, he said, I know I'm a thief. He confessed his sin. But he said, Lord, you don't deserve this. Mm. Because Jesus died for all of us.
Mm.
Yes. Not about skin color.
That's right.
I got Samoans in here. We got Hawaiians.
Yes. All right.
And let me say this, Pabula, I'm closing. You know why so much anointing with these pastors in this studio? It ain't about a preaching contest.
No.
We all need Jesus.
All need Jesus.
And we are shepherds that understand.
That's right.
None of us are great. We're not like the disciples in the Bible. They were arguing about who was the greatest.
Who is the greatest.
How can you argue about who's the greatest when you got the greatest?
Come on, somebody.
So Pastor Bula been working humility.
That's right.
I want to pray with you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you that you came. You got on the manifest roster. God, I'm reminded.
Thank you.
You was the only one on that roster. You didn't have a plane full of people like me when I went to Somalia. It was just you. But you did it anyway. You got past the Garden of Gethsemane because you said, it's not my will. I got a purpose. And because you died, we too have purpose. All you listen, get your purpose back. I don't care what it is. If it's sweeping, you got a purpose. Don't think you got to be a big name or famous. You got a purpose. Walk in your purpose, for you can hear, well done, thou good and faithful. Not famous. Not famous.
That's right.
You got the F mixed up. So many people want to be famous. He just said, be faithful.
Be faithful.
God bless you all. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
My God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
The word has been given. The prophet has spoken. We know the word of the Lord will not return void. If you are so blessed to hear this on Facebook Live, share this with your family. Share this with your loved ones. The word of the Lord shall go forth. The prophet has spoken. We pray you have a beautiful weekend. Chew on what was spoken this evening. Watch this over again on Facebook Live. If you're listening, listen to it on the podcast. I'm telling you, the prophet has spoken.
Yes.
We love you all, and you got to know by now, you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hey, don't forget, our mailing address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830. Check out that website, www.freeinsideministry.org, and listen to this program again.
My God.
Have a great weekend. We'd love to stay, but we got to go. So,
you've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bula and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bula at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.